Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have V joining us here in just a minute. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share about tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation today. So, V, I'm guessing you're ready. I don't see a 1 button pressed, but I'm going to guess that you're ready. So I'll go ahead. There you are. All right. Welcome in, V.
Good evening.
Oh, sorry. My cat was sitting on the keyboard. I was trying to start the applause for you, so it's a little late.
Thank you. The cat's on the keyboard.
Yeah, the cat's on the keyboard with the silver spoon.
Me and Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man, see how old we are.
So, what's the word on the street in a while?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What's the word over there in Arizona?
You mean Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah. That.
I mean, it's no St. George, Utah, but it's okay.
I am going to visit that place. Right after I retire, which hopefully is next month or July. I don't know which. But you'll be the third to know. My mom and my kids being the first. So the kids get grouped into one person.
I'll be
so excited. I'll have the kind of metaphorical leash removed from my neck and the shackles lifted from my hands. I can speak a little bit more freely.
Okay. So it sounds like it won't be that much longer, huh?
Yeah, not that much longer. I'm so thankful. But, I don't know if you saw what I sent you about DeSantis. Well, I know you know that DeSantis kind of made his announcement, but he did it through Twitter, and it got a lot of criticism. Well, it got openly mocked, a sincere criticism, because I think the system wasn't prepared to handle as many people as were in there listening, and it crashed. And I think he got made fun of for just being so dry. And he seems to do better at press conferences than he did on this live chat. But for everybody who's like a big fan of Trump, it's just a slap in the face to Trump. It's like the biggest betrayal. Nonetheless, he said that if we reelect Biden, we're going to lose all cryptocurrency. And he's not talking about the one that the Fed wants to implement or FedNow. So I wonder about that because I know how much the government's been gunning for taxing unrealized gains and things like that, just like raising the taxes on crypto when you pull it out into the bank. And I mean, it's obviously easily monitored.
The thought process of taxing unrealized gains because...
Right. I really do, too.
You could make every stock $1 million a share for 5 minutes and then drag it back down, and then you're going to just collect the all the wealth.
Right. I mean, we have whales, rich people that could easily manipulate the game just on a private conversation and encrypted chat alone. So, to affect other people jumping in and jumping out, the government has to take that into consideration, that people can, they can get a rug pull, where everybody who designed it, who created a coin can just pull all of their liquidity and the coin is worth nothing. But the government doesn't seem to care about the little people's investments. There seems to be something floating around, some audio of Biden. I don't know if it's legitimate. It hasn't been verified. of him saying that everybody should pull their money out of the bank and make sure that they secure their own, and because they didn't want to panic other people from pulling out and then they miss out on their losing their money. So I don't know if that's legit, but it sounds right on par with what it is that they're known to do, Democrats in general.
Question here.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the answer. And it might be painfully obvious, but I don't know the answer. So if there's a bank holiday and they shut down the U.S. dollar for a month so they can go to the digital currency, does that mean that you still are able to use PayPal or no?
I would think yes, because it's owned by China now. And as long as we have the, I guess, the petrodollar circulating and other countries have American currency on their soil, we're going to be able to use digital ways of transfer.
You just won't be able to cash out, but you could send the money elsewhere, and then someone will open it up eventually.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I think. But every country has some measure of American money. I mean, look at if there was some footage that leaked of just pallets of $100 bills, shrink-wrapped, you know?
Yes.
It's there. And we know China has tons of our currency and gold. And I don't know what America has except for a strong military. And even that, if we've seen over the last few years, has been weakened by the social perception of having men on synthetic hormones to alter their appearance to be more female or feminine. That has to take a toll on the morale altogether and the strength of an individual man. Now you've got these men taking these hormones to breastfeed. They're lactating. It actually works. But now you're risking passing all of these synthetic hormones and other treatments you're on to the baby. And women know that. You know, if you drink a beer or a glass of wine, that you have to pump out what you just had stored in your breast, because you're going to pass that on to the baby, and the baby could be affected. So how much more with synthetic hormones? They say that they're real hormones, but they're not. Synthetic hormones are known to cause cancer and cause all kinds of other problems. And the amount and the quantity that these men are taking is much more than they would occur normally in a woman. And the woman's body expels excess hormones, whereas a man's body is not accustomed to do so. So it's very discouraging to see what's going on. Boy, I know how to get off topic, don't I?
Well, I don't know. We just started, so that's
right.
I guess we didn't have a topic to start with, I guess. So
I was talking about Biden eliminating crypto, and now I'm talking about men lactating.
Well, speaking of which, Target, they didn't learn their lesson. They were just trying to figure out how to keep doing what they're doing and not hemorrhage money like Bud Light is.
What'd they do? Oh, like, is it the satanic stuff?
They told all their shareholders and everybody that supports them that they're trying to figure out a way to keep doing what they're doing and not lose money. But they're still supporting the woke agenda, and all they did was they took the satanic stuff that was in right in front of the store when you first walk in. Now they just put it not in the very front of the kids section, but it's prominent. You just have to go into the kids section to see it instead of it just bam in your face.
Right. I think one of the T-shirts I saw said Satan respects pronouns. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not allowed, I mean, I believe Satanism or worship of Satan is still a religion, is considered a religious ideology. So if they're not going to represent all religions equally and let the other religious people have a say on Satan, then I don't even understand how that's like a flex. And when did this come about? Like, I mean, the trans thing, I can see that they appeal to a certain very, very small percentage of people in the population. I could see them do the same with lesbians and gays, But I didn't know that there was like any statistics or any number of Satanists that were looking for gear in the mainstream shopping areas like Target or hopefully not Walmart. I could see it coming to Walmart like very soon.
It's just so weird how all these companies are being strong-armed, I guess, to cater to woke agendas.
Right, and some companies have broken away from the, what is that, ESG scoring system. Did I say it right? I forget the acronym right now, but some of them are breaking away from that because they don't want the money. They don't want the extra income from State Street and all these other companies.
Well, if you're losing $16 billion in a matter of 10 days, I don't know how much money they could give you to satisfy that.
Right. And, yeah, I saw the stock for Bud Light. I saw Target stock plummet. These are big losses for these companies.
North Face is the new one.
Right. I saw that ad. Did you happen to see it or record it so you could play it?
I brought it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to share it on my Facebook. I have to pace myself when I post because my parents are in their 70s, and they're calling me constantly after I post something that's shocking to them about how upsetting it was, and it made their chest ache, so I'm trying to take it easy on them. Maybe I might have to block them from Facebook.
Oh, my parents are in their 70s?
Yeah. Well, mine are not in the greatest shape.
But they don't hang on to every word I say on my spy book either.
My parents are very new to Facebook, and so I was one of the first people they followed. And yeah, I'm always getting calls or texts from them like, what is this? Are you kidding me? What is this you just posted? What did you send me? My mom thought every time she saw.
No, I'm not Facebook friends with my wife because of that.
Oh, is that right? You know what's funny? My mom says, what is this you just sent me? And I go, I didn't send you anything. She goes, on Facebook, you sent me this post. She didn't understand the difference between something appearing on her timeline and, like, me posting to her wall, so she thought I was sending her all of these articles and all these video clips, and I had to explain it to her, and then she didn't understand that, so I had to do it in person. It was like, look, let's sit down and go over Facebook so you understand. I'm literally not sending you this stuff. She's sending it to about 800 people on my wall, and it's showing up on their timeline, so I had to explain all these words. Poor lady. Poor me. It was exhausting.
So,
but I can see how, you know, you have to unfriend family.
Some quality time with today.
Yeah.
But did you see that article that Fox and the Gateway Pundit, among others, and I heard a couple of talk shows talking about this today, where the Department of Homeland Security has formally announced that white people, Christians, conservatives, Republicans, they are officially the number one threat in the United States, and they are planning on doing something about that.
What? No, I did not see that. Was that in the last few hours? Because I've been asleep.
Oh, it's been earlier today. Like, I just shared it with you, actually, right before the show, I believe.
Okay. Check it out now. Let me see.
Yeah, I can even play the video on it real quick if you want. Except I can't download it, so I'll have to play it right from my computer here, but I'll play it right now.
Okay.
Bombshell new report reveals the Biden administration is using taxpayer money to wage a covert war on conservatives and Christian groups. The Media Research Center, a conservative watchdog group, obtaining documents showing DHS from Homeland Security is using a program meant to fight terrorists, which includes groups like the Heritage Foundation, MAGA, Fox News, even the Republican National Committee in the same category as Nazis. Joining me right now is Media Research Center.
There's a program called the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program. This is supposed to find domestic terrorists in America. It was started by Obama. It was concerned by Republicans that it would be weaponized against Republicans and conservatives. Trump put the kibosh on it. It's come back now with Joe Biden. You have that pyramid. Where's that pyramid coming from? There are 80 recipients of money so far. They've received $40 million in grants. We've done FOIAs on 31 of them. The University of Dayton, none of them have wanted to respond. Here we go again. Recipients of public money won't tell the public what their money is for. The University of Dayton wouldn't give it to us. We found the documents. Anyway, look at that pyramid. This was a conference in December of 2021. In the first layer, you've got Heritage, you've got the Breitbart, you've got Fox News, you've got Christian Broadcasting, you've got the Republican National Committee. Already you've got more than half of America is on the list. The second level torques it up. More dangerous groups, Turning Point USA, Tea Party Patriots, PragerU, Breitbart, that American Conservative Unit. Then the third level is pro-Nazi organizations. And the top one is militant Nazi organizations. So there you go, the pyramid, showing the progression of domestic terrorism. But listen to this. I want you to hear this. What they were actually doing in this conference. One speaker was associating Ron DeSantis with the Holocaust. One speaker was associating Donald Trump with Pol Pot, genocide. One speaker did this. He advocated programs to deny people, to shut down their websites, to close their meetings, and to physically prevent them from assembling in public. Physically prevent them from assembling in public.
Physically.
Put it all together, and it goes on. And by the way, that speaker also said, and this is a quote that we have to remember, he's a member of Antifa. He said, a lot of things we are doing are illegal. A lot of it involves breaking the law.
Yeah.
They put it all together. They wrapped it up. They sent it to the DHS, and DHS awarded them a grant of $358,000 to continue doing it.
Wow. And this is why the Republicans continue to say that this administration looks for terrorists in America. Whether it's parents, going after parents because they want to know more about their kids in school, rather than going after China as an adversary. You're calling now for the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to step down. I mean, there have been calls to impeach this guy over the border, and now this.
Well, you've got him testifying in Congress, lying through his teeth about the border. Everyone knows he's lying. All you have to do is look at the video. But now you've got this, where he's taking government funding meant to find terrorists, and he's going after Fox News. He believes, Maria, you're a terrorist. I'm a terrorist. Anybody with the RNC is a terrorist. Anyone supporting reading Breitbart, the Christian Broadcasting Network, for the love of God, the Heritage Foundation, the most prestigious conservative think tank in America, all have now been targeted as associated to one degree or another with terrorism.
All right, friends, we're going to keep a spotlight on this. We'll be talking with Judy Jordan coming up in the program, and I'll certainly raise this report. Thanks very much, Brent Bozo, for joining us.
Thank you, Maria.
All right, so
wait, they call Christians the fascists. Don't they call conservatives fascists? But this is, like, totally fascistic, no?
Yeah, people that say you should have whatever religion you want, and I'll participate in mine, you participate in yours. Those are the fascists that are pushing their religion on people.
Well, I don't even see people pushing religion. They might have, like, values from their religious upbringing, but I think for the most part, a lot of Christians have been very tolerant. A lot of churches open themselves up to the gay community and I think has shown a lot of compassion and love. And well, one of the churches went a little far. Was it the Unitarians that, like, they write out have gay pastors and they say that Jesus probably was gay or something like this? They're ridiculous, but that's neither here nor there. It's just I think that the Christian community has been very respectful, loving, and again, like you said, see over there, you stay early and I stay in mine. I mean, how is that the same as, oh, you're going to respect my flag and I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it, you know? Like, we've seen it just incrementally shoved down our throats to the point that now it involves children. That's when people started pushing back, when it affects kids.
Right, but not only is it I'm here, I'm queer, you'll accept me, now it's you better be the same as me or else I want you in a FEMA camp.
Right. And you know what? I blame feminism for this. The feminists used to preach that women were equal to men, and now when men come around and say, hey, we're women also, you have to address us as women, not trans women, they don't see it as part of the patriarchy move, you know, and it's definitely a play on their empathy or their ability to be compassionate towards others, but they don't see it like that. They don't see that at the root of it was
women fighting.
What
about when they can call Tim Scott and Larry Elder and Candace Owens management members of the KKK? Like, we should
right.
be proud of the KKK that they would have a diversity plan if there was
yeah.
such a thing.
Right. No, for real.
Well, white supremacy now just means you're not supporting George Soros. So that's all that means. So it's a badge of honor now.
It's just amazing how they control the language. So they control the narrative, you know?
If you're an atheist, why are you mad that I believe in a higher power? What does it affect you?
Right. They like to use that line all the time. Why do you care? Like, why do you care so much? Literally not affecting you.
Hey, if they don't want the Lord and Savior to assist them with their life, because I welcome him in my life 24/7, 365 and a quarter. Every time the Lord wants in my life, he can come in my life and wreck me. If you don't want that, then that's on you, and then you can deal with that in your afterlife. But
right.
I'm not letting some rando dictate to me what my afterlife is going to be.
Right. And, you know, I don't see them pushing against Buddhas or Krishnas or Muslims, Sikhs, like, I can name just so many. But it's
yeah, the LGBT won't dare go after Muslims.
Right? Yeah, I'd like to see the nuns or, like, the drag queens dancing around an image of Muhammad, an image, you know, of Muhammad. Give that a shot. See how that goes for you. See how many people are willing to come with stones.
Was talking about, and I had to think about it, and I can understand it. And it's similar to how the Weimar Republic was in Germany, where they did all this mess before about the trans and all this almost 100 years ago, like 90 years ago. And crime got so out of control that the people were basically asking for anybody to come in and restore order, and that's where Hitler got in.
Right.
So,
see?
Right now, there is nothing that you could do to an Islam that will force them to accept trans.
Right.
So, Muslims now are considered hardcore conservatives.
Right.
So, what if somebody comes in that's a hardcore Muslim and promises to get rid of the woke agenda, and then guess what? Then they can do all the beheadings and everything that they want, because if you're not converting to Muslim, then you're part of the trafe community.
Right. And what's to stop them? Because a lot of these people are useful idiots, and they don't see it coming. And just like Yuri Bezmenov says, they won't feel it until it kicks them right on their big fat butt.
That's what I'm worried about, because and I don't know, maybe Brandon will start the process for putting people in camps. They're setting it up. If this doesn't shock anybody, that just because of the color of your skin or who you voted for determines if you're a terrorist, then nothing's going to stop you at this point.
Right. No, I worry about the future here. But honestly, there's nowhere else to go. America is the last stand. I entertain the idea sometimes of leaving this country just for a little bit of quality air, water, you know, a piece of land that I can actually plant and grow something on. I feel like I can't have that here because of the quality of water, radiation, air. It's just so bad. And, you know, we see the vaccines having these impacts on people, and even the ones from our childhood. I've just learned recently that the vitamin K, I used a midwife for my first two kids, by the way, and I gave birth in a birthing center, not a hospital. But the vitamin K was one of the things that the midwives gave the kids. And I'm just finding out now that they have like polysorbate and aluminum. Why? You know?
Yeah, I don't know where you could go. Because you might have 3 to 6 months before your country goes through it. But if the United States goes, everyone else is going to go quickly. It's not... it's not sustainable.
Right. No, it's not. They think it's sustainable. Defunding police. But don't defund the feds, just the local police. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know it's bad when they have to find their own white supremacist, a.k.a. the Patriot Front Group.
Right. And that was hilarious. Just the thought of it, the way they all had matching uniforms. They were all in great shape. Oh, man.
They're all wearing scams, which no conservative I've ever met wears scams.
Truly.
Not every Democrat wears scams, but every scam wearer is a Democrat.
That's right. The uniforms, the marching and line, not practiced at all, no experience prior with anything remotely resembling military. Believe your eyes.
But the sad Joe thing Rogan. Is, if Democrats go up there and call I'm almost rooting for Tim Scott now, the senator from South Carolina, just so Brandon could call him a white supremacist on stage. I so badly want to see that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny?
I think that would be a very defining moment if that happened.
I was just arguing this with somebody on Twitter today. Somebody insisted that the massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 100 years ago, is worse than anything that Black Lives Matter did because it was based on eliminating Black wealth, Black neighborhoods, successful Black people. And Black Lives Matter was not about that. So remember, it's excusable and it's permissible to destroy something in the name of social justice or even as a form of reparation for the Black community, but not, you know. So I mean, they were saying that the people who did this to the Blacks in Tulsa were conservative because they had to have been. And I said, people didn't identify. You can't use today's language on the people that lived in this past. They didn't identify as categories like we do now. We do that to further an agenda, or they do that. Excuse me. I personally do not. I have to in order to play it with their game because that's the only way that they understand. I know speak o de lengo. But these people, they're so fixated on groups and categories that it was like, no, these were just whites. And they saw themselves as doing a good thing because they thought that this white woman was assaulted by a Black man in an elevator because she screamed when he got on it or something. And there was no proof of what he did, but he was lynched nonetheless. And then the neighborhood that he was from was torched to the ground. But they won't think now, these Democrats, these liberals that think that they're defending this time, they won't think about how the government, the Democratic government, that party, further destroyed the Black community by initiating welfare by the home, by telling women they don't need the father's support because the government's got their back, by creating crime bills that put people in jail for ridiculously long amounts of time for small crimes. They won't see that. They just see conservatives, and they think there's a huge party switch that that happened within the last 100 years, which we can completely track. And this is how they want to argue their point. Only conservatives do destructive stuff like that, like, you know, slaughter black people, destroy their neighborhoods. But when we do it, when the white liberals, when the black Democrats destroy their own neighborhood and loot their own stores, it's for a cause. It's to prove a point. It's to return, give back to them what was lost. They don't know lost.
So let me share this also, just because it's fitting the same narrative here. So did you see that that person that they called the white supremacist, even though he's from Sri Lanka, and that U-Haul? And
yeah.
he allegedly just happened to have a Nazi flag.
Right, in the front cab. I'm sure they didn't plant that there or anything. And they laid it out beautifully for the media to see on the sidewalk, which we see police do that all the time with evidence, don't they? They don't take it back to the house and take a photo of it and release it to the press later, no.
Yeah, so
right
they decided to drop all charges against this guy.
Did they? Even though
yes.
he rammed it into their gate twice?
Yeah, because it's liberal.
Flew? Didn't he cross state lines? Isn't that a big deal to cross state lines to commit a crime?
He helped out the Democrat Party, so that they're willing to overlook that.
That's wonderful. I had no idea they dropped the charges so soon, too. Wow. Wow. Somebody tried to say, too, that all the charges were dropped against people who were charged with looting and arson. And I was like, right, we have a two-tier justice system. Like, all that tells me is that you're an ignorant a-hole and you support the fact that there's an adjudication doesn't dismiss the fact that there was an actual crime committed. The adjudication has nothing to do with the reality. People are so stupid. I'm so disgusted. These DAs, the same people that funded the protests, that fund these marches, that fly these people in from other states, these professional agitators, those are the same people that fund the campaigns for the DAs and judges and council people, all set up from beginning to end. Why you get me all riled up?
Why did I get you riled up? What do you think I do?
That's what you do.
Well, I have to. It's my show.
That's true. I'll give you credit. You got me riled up.
So earlier this week, you have Democrats up there discussing why it's necessary to ban gas stoves.
Right.
And you even have squad members saying it's not about banning stoves. It's about regulating indoor air pollution against the black and the gay community. Or the LGBTQ+ community. So all you have to do now is say it hurts a insert community here, then it's okay to ban.
Right, no, insert, what do you call it, minority
yes.
population of the United States, right?
I don't understand how a gas stove will affect people if you happen to sleep with the same gender that you live with. So if you and I were married, V, it wouldn't affect us. But if
right.
I slept with your brother, then it would affect me.
Right, because you're, what is the word, oh my gosh, for people who are like harassed and marginalized, there we go. You're a marginalized person.
So do black people's lungs work differently or something? This is brand new to me.
Look, their ears work differently because silence is violence.
Okay.
So, yeah. By that same logic, yeah, their ears work differently. Shoot.
I'm just trying to understand, and now the debt for Target is at $10 million, or $10 billion with a B. So
Billion, yeah.
I hope they, all those woke points help them.
Yeah, I'll say. The tucking bathing suit for little boys, like, wow. I didn't know we had such a massive need for boys to start dressing like girls on the beach. I didn't know there was a massive demand for it. It seems like for something that's so fringe and on the minority, even though the numbers are increasing, like, ridiculously, it seems for something that's so fringe, that's something that people can get from specialty stores or online.
So I shared an article earlier this week, and I don't have it right with me. But there was there's a group now that believes that it should be accepted practice if you're a trans that you can be out and about totally naked.
What? No. Come on.
So they're pushing for nudity freedom if you happen to be trans.
I never heard this.
So I'm trying to understand here. So if you're a female with junk, then it should be accepted practice for you to just show that to people.
No.
I wish I was joking. I think you know I don't play around, like, because you asked me about stuff. And then
Yeah. Here
it is.
You had to prove it, and I was like, okay.
So it's and I brought this up when I read something about how it should be more accepted for a female with junk to show their junk in public than it is to not wear shoes outside. And that's when I lost it. You know me.
You're right.
So, yeah, go show your junk to kids and hold it and flash it in front of people and talk about how great it is to be a female and show your junk. But you better have flip-flops on.
That's insane.
That's the mindset.
Yeah, there's madness. And, you know, that reminds me of when New York came out with the law that said that women could be topless.
Yeah.
And a bunch of women decided to demonstrate that freedom by riding the train without tops on. And it was shocking, and they got a lot of pushback. But for the most part, people in New York whip out their cell phone and don't say a damn thing. But that's definitely a low time in my life here as a New Yorker. It was a low time of my life because women were topless like damn near everywhere. They were mostly white liberal women. Obviously, I don't see any conservative women trying to flex that.
I know one actually, and she did this while with COVID, and she would wear something, I guess, that qualifies as a top, more like a bandana, I guess, but whatever. And if they told her to cover her face, she would take that off and put that over her face and continue ordering.
Oh, my God. No. Oy.
So I understand and I appreciate that sentiment in that respect.
I mean, people screaming for attention. They had to have been molested.
It's not for attention. It was to prove a point how one part of the body is better. One part of the body could be considered offensive because somebody told you it is. So if it's in regards to something like that to prove a point about how stupid wearing a scam is and you're willing to do it, I'll stand behind you. I don't care.
Oh, I don't like that at all. These people want attention, no doubt. There's no way.
I know the person.
Headlines,
it's not really an attention grab. It was more like if Alex Stein does that video in Target about the tuck bathing suits and
yeah,
talking about it. I don't look at that as I look at that more towards trying to prove a point than it is about, hey, look at me. There's kind of I don't know how to describe it. But
I know what you mean.
There's a way to do things and there's a way not to do things. And I think with certain stuff, like, people have told me that I'm looking for attention. I don't want attention. That's not the goal.
No, I mean, but we have a motive, and it's to get a message across at the same time with our face behind it. There's no way that people are not going to ask who you are and find out where you're from and see if you're monetizing this or you have a platform. That's what people do now.
Yeah.
And yes, you need to pay the bill, so. But, I mean, it's a hustle. That's her hustle. It's not for sure going to be mine. And I wouldn't say that that's typically a conservative move.
It depends. I don't know. I don't – like anybody that starts a movement, if you're professional about it and you do things in the right channels, I don't have a problem with whatever. I have a problem when they get in your face and they demand that you live exactly like them or else they want you dead. That's where I step in. If it's, hey, this is what I believe in, and I want to find more people that believe in what I believe in, that's cool. Do it in a professional manner, and don't do it in a forceful way where everybody's the enemy except you. If you want whatever it is to believe in, then you just have to do it the right way, that's all. And I 100%
believe. What does professional mean? Because the words that we took for granted are redefined now. You know, conservatism means fascism. The innocent, like children, you know, and grooming now is equated with
I guess
ignorant.
I'm speaking in terms of, let me clarify.
I feel you.
Because what we're not going to do is we're not going to sexualize six-year-olds. Let me reiterate that if you're looking to do something professional that is going to be a movement, we want this to be adults. If you're going to discuss, and we'll say toplessness in this realm here, because that's more adult related in this day and age, then you let the adults fight it. You're not going to have 7-year-olds decide they're not wearing shirts to school. That would be the absolute wrong way to do it.
Right.
So I just wanted to clarify because I was remembering about how there was a discussion with the FCC about how it should be okay to allow profanity between the hours of, say, 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. on TV. And then someone brought up, well, next you'll want Cookie Monster to say the word fuck on Sesame
right.
Street. And that's not the point at all.
I could see something with the good intention that your friend did being corrupted, misconstrued, and, you know, distorted. And that's easy
I've
because
had people
it,
on my show before over the last 15 years to discuss that movement. And the strangest thing, one of the people I interviewed actually was the French teacher for one of my daughters. And my daughter said, I can't believe I found out that my teacher is an activist for toplessness across the United States. And then I'm like, yeah, look at my Facebook friends. We've known each other 12 years. She wasn't happy about that.
Oh, I can't imagine the shock.
So that's why I don't judge people. I'm not saying that everybody is in it for just because I don't like whatever it is. I don't want to just blanketly say if I don't like it, it's because you're a bad person and you're looking for attention. People think I'm looking for attention. People think that they think negative of you because you were dumb enough to buy crypto. It's like, where do we draw the line? As long as you're not corrupting the children, I don't care what people do.
Right, leave the kids alone.
So you can't have, in my opinion, they're trying to push everybody and everywhere to have unisex bathrooms where men and women can use the same bathroom at the same time. And I would say eventually you might be able to get to that point, because if you say that going to the restroom has nothing to do with sex, I understand that. But in this day and age, you can't go from 0 to 100.
Right.
So they shouldn't have taught in the first place that just because you are sitting on a toilet means you want sex. You should have thought of that hundreds of years ago and made it commonplace then, because look at where we're at. I'm not saying we can't get there, but you also can't push unisex bathrooms and try to say that you don't know what a woman is.
Right. That circular answer. Whatever you think it is. But what is that? Well, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Right, exactly. It goes on forever.
But with this whole thing now about how, you know what's sad is that in just over a year, our 2024 election, and if they're saying that they're going to target white people for the sake of being white, then you're going to have to go to a FEMA camp. You're going to have millions upon millions of people still vote for this guy.
Right. Sad, but true.
They're going to vote for their own entrance into a FEMA camp.
Right. Because the alternative is somebody who is mean on social media, who says bad things about marginalized people, who has not paid people in the past. I had somebody bring that up. Oh, he didn't pay his employees when they were building hotels. And they're talking about Trump. And I was like, those people got paid. And Trump doesn't sign people's checks. He's not in the payroll room. Mm-hmm. A lot of the companies that are under Trump Incorporated are run by other people, believe it or not.
Yeah, just because you own a business doesn't mean that you're always the CEO and that you're going to every board meeting and you know every employee.
Right. They really see it like that, though, Bruce.
Like, how dare him file bankruptcy on 4 of his 256 businesses? Whatever it is. I might have the numbers slightly off, but it's something like that.
Right. I've told people, you have to go through an accountant. The accountant recommends the bankruptcy as a vehicle to save your money, to retain your assets is the way they say it. Poor people like me say save your money. Then you have to file it with a lawyer. There's fees involved and stuff. All these people, even the attorney has to agree with the accountant that this is a good vehicle for you. You don't just go and willy-nilly file for bankruptcy. It has to be something in the best interest of your business long-term. So I don't know why people bring this up, but they bring up Trump's debt. First of all, I have an insurance broker who took out – he has 5 kids. He took out like $500,000 insurance policies on all his kids. Through his accumulated wealth, he was able to pay all of them off. And now he has all that cash available, because that's what happens when you pay off a whole life policy. You have the cash available that you can borrow at a percent interest rate. Then when you pay it back, goes back into the policy. So you increase the policy in increments of 5% as per where you borrow. Now, this dude says that it's tax-free. So who do you think lives off money like that? Who do you think is refinancing their mortgages? Who do you think is living off of these equity loans? Those are all tax-free amounts of money. Those are shelters. If we were smart, poor people, we would do that. We would have this generational wealth, but we're not. Not you. Proof, you're a genius. You live in a house and you live in Las Vegas. You're fine.
I don't know about it,
smart.
Genius, but anyway.
You're doing better than me.
relative.
Still. Am I not right? These rich people are living off of debt because it's tax-free money. And when they pay it back to themselves, because that's what they're doing essentially, they do it at whatever increment they like with whatever earned income they have, if they have it at all. You could rotate that same amount of money between a credit card with a high balance and your debt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've just learned this stuff in the last decade or so. You know, I've been a cop for 17 and a half years now. This month makes a half a year. And the first thing that my financial advisor told me was don't put your money away with the city. Don't do all these other programs that they have. Don't do deferred comp. Don't do all this other stuff. They were like, here's the best way to increase your money, to have it available for yourself, but you have to bite the bullet for a couple of years.
Mm.
And I listened, and I did it.
I wish we can get that crypto figured out, but I think that maybe I just don't see it, but I don't think we're seeing Bitcoin at 50,000 anytime soon.
It's hard to tell, man. This market is crazy. It is really hard to tell.
I'm not pulling anything out at this time, but I'm just worried that Brandon gets a second term and then all bets are off and here we go.
Honestly, I don't see him getting a second term because he's got the lowest points now of any president. Approval rating, excuse me.
I don't think that matters.
What the hell does matter to these people?
Well, remember, he did no campaigning whatsoever. And when he did, he would argue with people. And remember those little stupid rings that he would have, and you'd have four rings full of people where Trump got 50, 60,000 in the seats and another 40,000 outside.
True. He called a lid every day.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer questions with the – and then when you bring it up, like his press secretaries are like, he spent 40 minutes answering questions like, oh, okay, were they spread out over several months, those minutes? Because there's so much footage of Trump doing endless question answering with the media, and they were rude as you can imagine. No respect for
him. The dumbest ones are when he just stands there and smiles when somebody asks him a question.
Right. Oh, it's horrible. So many sound bites.
But nobody except for Peter Ducey really calls him out on it.
It's true. Well, there was that one African reporter that said that he doesn't get picked, and it was deliberate, and he called out Corinne Jean-Pierre for that. I don't know if you remember that. He had a house shouting match with her, and she was like, anyway, she kept talking over him and taking questions from somebody else, and they were like, I'm not going to get in there now.
But did you see John Fetterwoman showing up to the Senate and doing a speech where he had his hoodie and shorts on?
Yes. Just fabulous. Debonair. Just a real class act, that guy.
I'm not saying you have to wear a suit because I'm not really a suit guy, but there's a difference. You have to look like you somewhat belong there, and you can there's a certain way you can do things, and I just don't think that was it.
No, it's not it. He looks like a slob. And for a while there was some other dude that was going around masquerading as him. Just as tall, but like with a totally different face,
that.
Different ears. His ears were pinned back. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw it, but it was so egregious that they couldn't do it.
Right. What the heck is going on in the world?
Well, they are so used to getting everything that they want. Like when Brandon last week said, I don't have to negotiate. I'm the president for the debt ceiling, and nobody's going to blame me because I'm the president and you're the media.
Wow. This is a classy guy. I saw some video clip where some girl who looked like his granddaughter said that that's not her grandfather, that he died. He had a brain hemorrhage. And that's his twin brother that they kept secret. His name is Bo Biden.
Yeah.
Bo and Joe. That's nice.
Okay.
I can't verify. It looked just like her. It was a choppy video. You ever seen it?
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. Just madness. I'm surprised we don't have Vito on the line already.
I was just looking for that, so we were thinking together. I was just trying to get into my Rumble.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, is it time?
It could be.
I'm down.
Because you realize I'm going to have to throw a liberal person or one of the millennials in this week because this whole thing about targeting people that don't support Brandon.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm going to wash my cast iron pan and make myself a sirloin for work.
Okay. So what time would you be leaving today?
I say around like 11:20, 11:30. Not too bad, right?
All right. Okay.
Yeah. My store starts at 11:37. I have to go in and scan and sign a book. And I run into people. It's very echoey where I am.
Okay.
Sucks.
So I just want to know what to expect. So recruited Joanne Moretti. She's going to take over on Wednesdays now.
All right, cool.
I think she felt sorry for me posting every day that I'm looking for a Wednesday co-host.
Oh, God bless her. Sure. It's not easy. It's not easy. I see that. You know what sucks about Freedom? Not Freedomizer. Excuse me. God bless Freedomizer. I did not mean that. What sucks about Blog Talk Radio is that people with T-Mobile have to pay, I think, what is it, 2 cents a minute?
Really?
Yeah. They get a message that says they'll be charged.
Oh.
So we don't get listeners in that arena. I just recently found that out. So.
Oh, I had no idea. But anyway, people could use Skype if they want.
Right. I guess they could just stream it online, but if somebody wants to hear it with a little less of a delay, they call. They're not too pleased. Unfortunately, that's cut down on a lot of people that I have invited on because they all have freaking T-Mobile.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay, so when you're ready.
All right, let me look. Okay. I got it.
All right, so this one's called Appeal. So this is with the wiretap. All right, so we'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, what it is, Green Dude? It's about time I take you in for questioning, Green Dude.
Why are you over here, wiretap? Are there no drag queen story times for you to do?
Bruh.
That was not funny, Green Dude. I will have you know that some of the best fentanyl comes from inside these apartments, sir. I am one to know, sir. There are drug cartels from Mexico that pay me to make sure their products make it into these mean streets.
That explains why I have arrested so many people in this area.
And that explains why we have been bailing out so many people from jail in this area. Now you listen to me one last bloody time. I hereby am ordering you to stop arresting people in these main streets for selling drugs in this area, and also you need to stop arresting people for diddling children right this instant. That is a direct order from G. Lobist. Have I made myself clear, sir?
That is not going to happen. I will arrest you too then.
That is going to happen. I will arrest you too then. We even brought this up at a Bilderberg meeting last week. It is part of our global agenda. We have decided it is now time to crush humanity and arrest people who are not getting involved with promoting our agendas. You are enemy number one for not supporting Brandon, the Kirkler, and Michael Robinson Obama. Have you no shame, sir? Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. Instead you done diddly ding dong doobies is supporting Donald Trump. Even the Durham report said that Trump is guilty of all the crimes is we made up, sir.
You mean that he was not found guilty of the crimes that the Clintons and the FBI made up to get away with election meddling? Because that definitely happened. I like my political candidates who are not part of the New World Order.
That's because you like losers. Cause I'm the winner, no, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose, eh? Ladies love me, boys adore me. I mean even the ones who never saw me. Like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cause. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Please tell me that did not just happen.
Hey green dude, that really did just happen. By the way, sir, I need you drop your dungarees so I can inspect the ice cream cone on your person. When I count three, I better be seeing two scoops of vanilla ice cream on top of your ice cream cone right this instant. Afterwards, I am going to need a fudgy the whale ice cream cake.
I need to arrest you for these drug sales.
That is it. I am arresting you for one count of business something ducker. One count of beating a buskill and a biznitch, and also multiple counts of you refusing my direct orders to let me facilitate the touching of your ice cream cone or said kumquats. And while you are in my presence, you need to get the bloody scam on that face. Most importantly, if you do not comply, I will tell every single media outlet that you are a racist, a genderist, and a species. How dare you believe that humans should be the supreme being of Earth, sir?
I am definitely going to tell everyone I love all humans and want the human race to live.
See? That is the problem, green dude. Having unmicrochipped living humans on this Earth is going to be a thing of the past. And all the 99% dolts and fuss budgets do not even care. You bandy wastes and something that cares are just going to sit there and take it up your... while we take all your stings from you. People say they are against it. But guess what? They'll let us do all these things to them because they're beezies too scared to stand up for themselves. So we have every right to take away your freedoms because you don't even want it.
I don't think so, dog.
Oh, I think so, dog. Look at how fast every bloody person put bloody scams on their face. Look at how many of you lemmings took off gene therapies. Their own family members by right after taking a gene therapy. Then the next week all their family members get their boosters. Knowing full well it just killed people in their own family. Do you know what we are doing next, green dude?
Do what?
We are now going after organic and non-GMO producer. Bill Gates announced him is putting a product onto the organic foods that will help us inject mRNA and adds other chemicals onto the skins of many different producers, sir. It is called Appeal. Told Paycheck, Costco and many other grocery stores announced they are okay with this and are still claiming this does not affect the product being organic. You dolts are still going to purchase it, and we will finally get these chemicals inside your person.
Why does Bill Gates get to control all the food?
Because it is a globalist agenda, sir. We demand the population to get under 500 million so we can rule over the entire earth. We need to eradicate all of you because you are breathing our air and eating our resources. We are starting to ban your gas stoves. Next we will ban all of your electrical appliances. Your cooking your disgusting food says with only a microwave. Besides, when you eat Z-bugs, you will not have to heat them up, sir.
I am going to fight your new world agenda.
Go ahead, green dude. No one bloody cares. You filter bags and pieces of excrement will do nothing but shut your soup holes and put that mark of the beast upon your person. You all will accept a cashless society and you will accept eating Z-bugs and owning Z-nothing. 99% of the adults will just bloody comply to your death. The remaining last little bit of you will be shunned from society and be taken to a FEMA camp, which in no way, shape or form exists or will ever exist. If you tell anyone that a FEMA camp exists, we must immediately take you to a FEMA camp, sir.
This is what the New World Order has planned for us. They believe most people will just blindly comply because we are not educated. Please help everyone wake up and show them what these globalists are trying to do. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of news that you need to know right now. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I hereby forbid you to find out what we are doing. You do not need to know anything but continue to vote for the Democrat Party. You need to continue feeding us all this power so we can help Bill Gates become the king of the pop. You waking up the other fuss budgets and incompoops will just hurt our globalist agenda. You do not want to see Bill Gates, George Soros, or globalist upset that they cannot buy you off, do you? Do you want that on your conscience? Of course not. Please continue to support your woke agenda and do force your four-year-olds to do drag queen story times and shake those miniature kumquats in front of my person.
All right, that was an episode.
Rubbing his tummy when he said, keep shaking those kumquats.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Does he have the power to arrest? I don't think I ever asked you that. Wiretap is not a cop, right?
I don't know how superheroes do it, but allegedly, Broccoli Man has arrested the wiretap before for a child diddling. But it's like DC versus Marvel Comics, so they don't work for the same people.
Right. That's wild. It's good. It's funny. Huh?
And you recognize the song in there?
Heck yeah. It takes two to a single break by Rob Bass. Come on, man. And I heard him say dum doo doo dum dum. I heard him say that at the beginning. That was cool. Now I got to go download it.
I've always been kind of sad and salty about how Rob Bass only had one hit.
Oh, he had a couple, he wasn't around very long.
Well, they had a second song that almost got into the top 40 called Joy and Pain.
Yes, that's what I mean. He had a couple. But, yeah, that was a great one.
But, that didn't make it into the top 40, so it doesn't count as a hit.
Oh, boy. Doesn't count.
Well, it's not my rule that you're a one-hit wonder if you only had one song that made it on Casey Kasem. That's kind of the rules.
Yeah, I get it. Casey Kasem, oh, my goodness. When he passed away, I was kind of sad. I used to listen to him every Sunday.
I've had his daughter on, Carrie Kasem, twice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she does health and wellness radio out in L.A.
Nice.
No, she's on my spy program. I should probably reach out to her.
That would be very cool. Have her on, see what she's up to. Free promotion. Sorry. Trying to get my containers off of work.
Yeah, I could never picture working graveyard shift.
It's awful. But it works if you are trying to do something during the day with your family. I mean, you just won't get a lot of sleep. It's very anxiety-inducing, not wanting to oversleep.
I remember once I worked an overnight shift when I was a busboy at a casino when I was a kid.
Really?
And my normal shift was the dinner shift, so I worked 3 to 11. And literally no busboy showed up for the graveyard shift, so they asked me if I wanted to work a double.
Oh, man.
And I said yes.
Oh, no.
And then I worked that double. And they needed, they said there were 3 busboys short on the breakfast shift, so they asked me if I wanted to work the breakfast shift, and I said yes.
What? What?
So after that, one manager told me I can go home because I worked literally 24 hours straight.
How nice.
The evening manager wrote me up for no call, no show.
What?
And it got debated, and I won because you can't ask somebody to work 24 hours and expect them to show up for their shift.
Right. I think that's against the law.
But yeah, but the thought was, well, if you didn't want to call out for your regular shift, you shouldn't have done one of the other ones. But if you ask me to do it, I'll do it.
Right. Well, they have some nerve, that boss.
Yeah, it's
sounds
the only
like
time I ever worked 24 hours straight.
Wow.
So that was my only foray into working overnight.
And that was no introduction. Like, this is a whole lifestyle change. You know, you have to plan when you sleep. You have to plan when you eat. You know, you can't eat 24 hours a day, obviously. I don't know. You can certainly make it to people's baby showers and maybe their wedding, maybe. Because usually I can't, either or. Either the other two shifts, I can't make something, you know. But I missed out on a huge chunk of my kids' upbringing because of this job. That sucks. I can never get that back. I'm kind of tired. When you sign up, you belong to them. All your time, everything.
Oh, I can imagine.
There's no compromising. They don't put family first. They don't put even your own health first. People do doubles and triples all the time.
Yeah. So there was a guy that pushed people into the Minneapolis light rails, just like they do in New York subways. And this guy was released without any charges and found not guilty, even though he's on camera doing it.
What? Not guilty? Why? By reason of what?
I don't know. Well, he's black, so maybe that helps.
I mean, it's such a deliberate, it's like so obvious at this point that they're trying to bring society down so that you could bring about another freaking Hitler type. It's so obvious at this point. But I don't know, not everybody is as astute as we are, it seems. Just erode society, make it so it's intolerable and people are incapable of living here.
Yeah, so then you can ask for more law and order, and then you'll get it.
Right.
So I shared an article here.
Yeah.
A woman who identifies as a 15-year-old boy was charged with unlawful harboring of minors.
Oh.
So I guess this person, I don't quite understand here. So if you can check this article, because I find this interesting, but I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
She was keeping runaway students and said that because she was identified as a 15-year-old boy, that she's not found guilty of anything.
Oh, wow. Well, if that's the trick. So hold on a sec. Wait. This is in what state? Oh, Washington. Oh, that's why they got away with that. Yeah. Only in Washington, folks. Although I could see that spreading. Age is a social construct. You're being ageist. You're age phobic. Trans age phobic. Whatever.
Hey, the Q shaman was taken out of his halfway house today.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know he was serving some time.
Yeah, for crimes he didn't commit.
Right. He was the ringleader of all of the violence, and then they see him on video being escorted by the police.
Yeah.
Because that's what ringleaders do. They get escorted by the police.
So it's become a big thing on TikTok now to go into Target and just start discussing your hatred towards this satanic trans, whatever you call this.
Right. Well, it's trendy now.
I just don't believe that who you sleep with should be trendy for anything.
I agree.
If your lifestyle is great, you shouldn't have to promote it. You just do it.
Right. Right. But that whole LGBT community is literally about their sexual preference.
Well, let me write this. Let me show this to you so I can explain this properly.
Okay.
So there are lesbians, and I'm sure there's plenty, that they want the LGB, and that's it.
Right. They believe LGB are all the letters.
Which I can respect.
Right.
Because the T portion has just gone way overboard, and people don't want this. People
right.
don't think, the average person does not believe that a five-year-old should be driven to the hospital and have stuff whacked off. That's not something that an average person would recognize as normal.
Right. My parents let me do whatever I want. And that's seen as supportive.
So what's the hurry? I mean, why is it that there are people that want every baby to have their gender changed right when they're born? There's people that want to normalize that. If you were born a boy, you should automatically be a girl, and vice versa.
Right. Or they do that, oh, we're going to let our baby choose their own gender. giving kids all this power, creating more narcissists.
Yeah. So if they're giving power that in the real world doesn't mean anything,
right,
to kids, then just imagine when they grow up how entitled they think they are because they have been told that whatever they believe is okay.
Right. They're going to be insufferable people to work with and be around and mm-hmm. have a relationship with. And I don't see people like that becoming parents themselves. Because they're going to be incapable of giving, only being able to take and receive.
So one of the biggest, because there's people that study what people search on search engines. And
right.
among teenagers, one of the biggest searches is, am I trans?
Oh, wow.
So
they have to ask.
I'm probably not the right person to ask. But in my opinion, that if you still have said body parts and you've never had anything lopped off, then you're not trans until you're transitioning.
Right.
But,
gotta agree there.
That's and I've brought that up in a few of my Broccoli Mans, that you're... You could be questioning it. You could be questioning,
right.
Should I become a girl or whatever, but until you take that leap of faith, you're not a trans.
One of my daughter's junior high school friends had the gender reassignment surgery. He went from Brandon to Riley.
Oh.
And she went to visit, and the house had wee-wee pads. I guess you call them chucks, too. Chucks full of blood. There was blood on the mattress, on the sofas, on the chairs, dilation tools. And I was just like, And my daughter was very upset. She doesn't like the sight of blood. And also, it was so unsanitary just having it laying about, knowing you were going to have company over. But this person was incapable of caring for themselves. Physically, it's a traumatic surgery. And the pain is so overwhelming. And what you take to numb the pain is also overwhelming for the mind. It doesn't allow you the ability to really be functioning and getting up and cleaning up after yourself. There was almost like nowhere to sit. So she went in there and she started cleaning. She got all the thanks and gratitude, you know, for helping. But that's not what she went there for, you know. She didn't expect that. Level of unkempt inability to care for oneself. And I know that this kid started out with being, I guess, bi and then gay for a while. He was out, had a lot of issues with his mother, a lot of hatred from his mom, no father, you know, and these statistics are important because we see a lot of this happening in single parent households. We see the mom as almost contributing to their kid's demise. Because they are clueless on how to raise a boy or how to raise a kid by themselves. They just know how to work and provide the most basic needs. But I hadn't had anyone close to me do that, except maybe in college, but these were not. This kid was like in my house. You know, like I knew this kid. Slept over here. Like he was a friend of the family. So it was a little bit traumatizing to hear that they went through the surgery. For me, it was traumatizing. Anyway. What are
and,
these kids
when people get those kind of surgeries, I just think it's trendy, and they've seen other people do it. It's not like they... I don't know. Is it like a tattoo where you just think something's cool and do it, or do they have years of anguish? Which, as a 9-year-old thinking about it, I don't think you have that many years of anguish that
right.
You're trapped in the wrong body. I just don't see that.
I mean, what next? They're going to give people with bulimia and anorexia liposuction? You know? You treat mental illnesses with psychological treatment. You don't affirm it. And these doctors, like, shame on them. This wasn't even a thing 10 years ago.
No.
For adults, maybe. Like I said, I was in college, and I knew somebody who had the gender reassignment surgery. Back then, it was, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 surgery. And usually somebody's sugar daddy paid for it. They could. It was unaffordable for the average person. And now it's covered by Medicaid? My tax dollars also go to Planned Parenthood, which I'll provide the hormone treatment for teenagers or kids, depending on what state you're in.
I just have a hard time buying in that this is normal. But that's why they want to get rid of us, though. Because
yeah.
they know that they won't be able to convince people like us ever. But they want
right.
those kids.
Yeah, they don't. I saw someone ask online, what's the real agenda here? At least people are asking. It's to depopulate, using kids to further along this homosexual transgender lifestyle that pushes and drives people into depression and suicide. You eliminate generations like that. Disgusting. Excuse me.
Oh, I lost V. Oh, I just lost all my, all right, hang on. Yeah, if you call me on my spy book, I won't be able to be that effective here. I will grab a timeout, I guess, and I'll try and grab V. All right, let me take my timeout.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on freedomizerradio.com.
Welcome back. We're at the second half of the show. Well, actually, we still have just over an hour here. V is back. Proof is back. And you could be on as well if you want to join us. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you in.
Yeah.
You're back with us, V.
I'm back, mister. By mistake, I called you on Messenger. It was really weird.
Yeah, I can't do anything about it. I'm on air. And what's funny is my phone actually died at that particular moment.
Oh, no way.
So
like,
I have cordless
phone on my ear.
But normally I have my Freedomizer / Barefoot is Legal line, but my... For whatever reason, my phone is locked. I'm going to probably have to buy a new phone. It's I don't know how a desk phone that you pick up with a cord is locked, but I haven't been able to unlock it. And I've talked to the company, and I've talked to Vonage three times now, and I can't fix a thing.
So
yeah, I've never heard of that either. I don't know how to troubleshoot that for you. I would have helped otherwise.
That's all right.
That's so weird. But like, I put the phone in my ear, and then I heard this weird, loo, 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 like a weird ring. And I look at the screen, and it said I was calling you. And I was like, ah. So when I end it, the whole thing ends. But I guess I don't know. It was weird.
So anyway, we have somebody else on the line with us as well.
Oh, who could it be? I wonder.
I don't know. Who could it be?
Oh, Ayo.
Oh, ooh, what's up? What's doing? New York is even in far worse shape than I thought that it is. Apparently, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly on the radio tonight. I was listening to Bill O'Reilly on the radio tonight. And Mayor Adams, he was talking about Mayor Adams being on the Sid Rosenberg show. It's an AM show. AM radio show in the morning. And Adams is under the impression that all the people that are coming here from Mexico are all here legally.
Hmm.
I don't know what the hell he's thinking. But he thinks they're all here legally. We are really, 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 really screwed. More so than I thought we were.
So what happens if he finds out that these people are here illegally? Is that going to matter to him?
I have no idea, Pooh. No, it doesn't matter. It's damage is done. You know, the damage is done with as far as that goes with us. We're going to pay for all this no matter what.
Even if he said, I don't want people that are here illegally, and he pushes to stop the sanctuary city, they've already gotten their fair share.
Well, he's gone to court to try to get a judge to keep this to suspend the shelter in place law.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I just don't think he knows what he's doing now. That's just my opinion. There's just craziness now. I mean, they rented a hotel in Manhattan. They rented this hotel in Manhattan, the Roosevelt Hotel. They rented it for 3 years. All right, and the city is paying $225 million for 3 years for that hotel.
Holy shit.
Somebody's...
Me.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, it's just craziness now. It's just crazy. You know, they're saying that this year alone, the city's going to be $4 billion over budget because of all the, they call them migrants, but we know they're illegals. If he had any common sense, how would you let all these people in if you couldn't take, you know, if the federal government couldn't take them? And he thinks that the federal government, they're all legal. Just because they came up north makes them legal. He knows damn well they're illegal. He's looking for an excuse. He's looking for an out.
Unless he just got off the boat, but I don't think he did.
No. Or unless he's smoking a lot of pot. We won't go there with that.
Hmm.
And that's always a possibility. It's legal now.
Well, no, it's not legal. The city just legalized it. You know, they decriminalized it. They didn't legalize it per se. They just made it so you could, you know, so they made it so they could make money off it. That's the deal. That's the thing.
That's true, too.
That's how all that went down. They just did it. The city just did it so they could pocket some of that money. And I was down in Virginia, in Nashville a couple of weeks ago. And they have mobile marijuana stands. You hook up to a trailer. It's what kind of a trailer? You can just move it wherever you want. And I asked the woman. I was working there. I said, how much money does the city make in tax off of every joint or whatever you sell? She said they get 50% tax. They get 50% of whatever we and I'm like, God damn, 50%. Ain't that something else?
Hey, by the way, I'm going to open the mic up for one more person.
All right.
All right, have at it.
Hey, Patriots, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, the band's all here.
You know, I don't understand how is it that a judge can even go to a judge for a ruling like that? Judges only supposed to hear arguments between two or three parties and make a decision. They don't make the law. And
well, the city
that
council,
seems to be a
city
big
council,
problem.
So New York will fight the Adams on this because it's so liberal.
Well, who made
the
determination to put these people up in this hotel?
The mayor.
Can Adams
mayor
spend
Adams
that kind of money
took
on his
it
own?
Upon himself. That's the thing. That is the thing, Pianki. They signed a contract with the Roosevelt Hotel, which is owned by Pakistani International Airlines. So that money's not even coming in this country. That money's going to leave you. It's going somewhere else. Apparently, he could do it. He has discretion, I guess. I called my city councilman, and they said, yeah, it's crazy. And I'm like, I called Joe Borelli's office. I'm like, because he's my counselor. I was like, what are you doing to stop this? And they're doing nothing. They are doing nothing to stop this at all. Nothing.
Well, it seems that it would be appropriate for the city council to vote on spending that kind of money above a certain level anyway. And for him to have carte blanche to spend how he wants to spend, it doesn't make any sense. Where are the checks and balances?
200, exactly. And what kind of kickbacks do they get? That's what I want to know. Why the Roosevelt Hotel and why that kind of money? Like, 200, that's a quarter of $1 billion, man. Gone in one fell swoop.
Well, I'm perplexed for his authority to do this alone without city council. But
unless there's some kind of an emergency clause in the city charter that allows him to do it, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Why don't he just go ahead and give all blacks reparations if that's the case? Give them $1 million apiece in New York.
Well, if he could, he might. You never know.
Apparently, he's not worried about any repercussions. If there's any at all, the city council just sit by
He should be. The city council should be worried, though, because a lot of blacks now and, a lot of Hispanics and a lot of those are Democrat voters are really upset that these people are moving in and they're getting all these services and whatnot, and they're going right to the front of the line. Meanwhile, all the others are sitting back, being told, wait, you'll get it when we get to you.
Hmm. Well, I'm dumbfounded.
Let me ask you, though, do you feel that the black community is realizing that they've become pawns?
Well, Ice Cube the other day, I don't know if you heard what Ice Cube said the other day.
Oh, absolutely, I did.
You heard what he said?
Yeah.
He said that he was talking to that, I forget what it is, the guy who was a woman, Charlemagne, I think the name is, whatever it is. He was saying, he says, look, we've been following the Democrats for 50 years, and we haven't gone nowhere. You know, something's not right here. So, you know, that's an eye-opening statement, if you ask me.
Oh, of course it is.
Charlemagne let Biden get away with saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So Charlemagne is nobody
yeah.
to talk.
He's a fraud, yeah.
Yeah, hell, blacks in St. Louis have been voting Democrat for over 72 years.
Charlemagne said, oh, I'm not voting for Biden, I'm voting for Kamala. Because I guess it was, you know, a package deal. I'm not voting for him, but for Kamala.
Yeah.
I want that female black vice president.
I swear. I really think that people have to go to like some kind of school to understand politics before you vote.
They do. They have to be taught
because
about
it makes
the Constitution
no sense.
In school. They have to learn about civics. We don't get that in school anymore. I did.
But they're not taught it no more.
No, not anymore.
We're not taught that no more. It's done.
All Obama cared about was putting Common Core in the school. That was one of his buddies' programs. And he got a nice little kickback from the sale of those textbooks. Exactly. Thank
you. And even Common Core is messed up. If you think about it, Core screwed up a lot of things. 1 + 1 = 5. The life for me. I don't know how that's possible. But they think it. And if they think it, it is.
Well, the goal is just to see who complies. It's not the globalists know, but they want to see who's willing to dumb themselves down just so they could to see who took an loyalty oath.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, you were talking earlier about the fascists and the hypocrisy that's out there. I mean, I've always said, I said, why could you say, you know, that you're gay and don't push your values on me, yet you're pushing your values on me, you know, because we have to accept this trans stuff. Like, you know,
yeah.
As an adult, you know, if that's what you want to do, listen, tonight, I was at a truck stop. I had to get fuel, so I went to get something to eat. There was a man with a beard wearing earrings, like hanging earrings, like the kind of earrings a woman wears. All right, and I'm like, this is getting crazy. And then I just dropped off my load at a spot, and there's a guy with a man bun. And he's got a scrunchie in his head, but like the fancy looking one that the women wear, you know, with all the waves in it. I'm like, what is going on out here? You know, if you're gay, you're gay. Enjoy it, man. But you don't got to pretend you're a woman to prove that you're gay, because now apparently that's what they're starting to do now. That's what's coming out now, that they're having homosexuals. Gay men who come out as gay, they feel it's better that they come out as a trans person rather than just a homosexual, because people will accept them more. And I'm like, people aren't going to accept you more if you think that you're you're a woman when you're a guy or whatever. You know, people just don't get it. They don't get it.
You know, a couple points about these trans people. A lot of them turned out to just be homosexuals, and all this trans stuff.
That's the thing. You know, it's like, look. You know, the Catholic Church has a lot of problems with gays in it, and look what happened. It was a sanctuary for many, many, many years. They knew about it until they couldn't control it no more. They couldn't keep the the lid on the pot, and it blew up. It blew up in their face, and now you have men who are pretending to be women who want nothing more than transvestites. That's what they are, because if they really were transsexuals, go get the job done. Go get it taken care of. Lop it all off. But that's not the case. These, a lot of these are just men pretending to be women, dressed up like women. So you're not a transsexual. You're a transvestite. You dress up like a woman.
And a lot of trans people were found to be autistic as well. So.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
That's why they see any type of opposition to them and their position as an act of violence or a threat, and they react with violence.
Ooh, an act of violence. It's not an act of violence.
I mean, it doesn't help you have that liberal agenda saying the same. So many things are bringing harm, genocide. You know, you get like 10 trans people killed a year, and most of them are domestic murders. And they're like, there's a trans genocide.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like people that are killed in the gun control lobby. You know, they pad the numbers, or they skew the number. They skew it to make it to fit their agenda. You know, how many people are killed by cops a year? Quite a few. How many people commit suicide by gun a year? Quite a few.
How many people, without even considering their gender preference and sexual identity, were just genocided because of their existence? We have a whole history of classes of people that were killed and slaughtered. But the trans people want to be identified as the worst cases. These are the worst genocide, right? Like, nobody else has been genocided. You guys are special. Plenty of straight people have been killed.
That's common. That is common.
Well, they announced it, so it's definitely going to be coming.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, a lot of them are already vaccinated, so they're not going to be around to see it. They're probably going to be gone. But, you know, your Vegas Golden Knights are doing pretty good. They went into that proof or no? They start playing?
They were tied last time I looked. It went into overtime. I haven't looked lately. Oh, Dallas
that
just literally, as I clicked on it, Dallas just scored in overtime. So Vegas is up 3-1 now.
Yeah. Well,
I doubt, and I could be wrong, but I doubt that the Knights are going to lose 4 games in a row.
No, not going to happen. Not that team. No way. No way is that going to happen.
So Bianchi's kind of quiet today.
Is he still there?
Hey, no, I'm flabbergasted with some of the things you guys have been talking about.
It
goes to the extreme.
Well, they labeled today that you could be the Department of Homeland Security now says as long as you're white, if you're Christian, if you're Republican, you're part of the anti-terrorist that they want to eradicate. So, welcome
to
the plan, Bianchi.
What do you say?
Camps it is.
Diversity program.
Well, these attacks on whites is starting to get completely out of control. First, it was just white males. Now it's any damn body.
Yeah.
My question is, how long is that going to keep going?
As long as we accept it.
You're right.
And
they're attacking white
right.
females. You got these black males attacking these white females like it's nobody's business. I mean, it's a far cry from what it used to be. And people just either get up and run or they don't say anything. So I'd say these women need to carry weapons and use them.
More women are. More women are armed now, which is good.
Hey, they showed a black man beating the hell out of a black female someplace. I think it was in a subway. Picked her up, threw her in a wall. She fell down, and she tried to protect herself. He's kicking her and beating her. Busted her eye socket. Nobody came to help.
Oh, this is the one from last year.
Oh, I think this was just recently,
right,
if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I know there's a woman that was beaten up at JFK Airport on the train,
mm-hmm,
on the air train. She lost sight in one eye.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what else, but and the guy was emotionally disturbed.
Well, that emotionally disturbed mess is nothing more than a big cop out. These people got plenty of sense and everything else. They got plenty of sense to go into a damn polling place and vote for somebody with a D alongside the name.
That's another story. That's another topic. The way things are. And the way things are going. But, it's just this city, the way things are going here, it's just not going to get better.
The only way it's going to get better is you have to get literally millions of people in the streets to do something, and I don't think we're capable of doing
proof,
that.
And that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. And what's up with the guy that crashed and struck into the White House the other day, into the White House?
And charges were dropped.
Outside the White House?
Yeah.
any reason why?
They
were making it out to be a white supremacist.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They'll label Bianchi a white supremacist, but a guy that allegedly drove a U-Haul into the White House lawn or a White House, whatever it is, a fence, and had a Nazi flag, that you can go. He did his job. He got his 15 minutes of fame. So he's clear.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I had to go up against one of them idiots, and they're going to label me a white supremacist, you better believe I'm going to get my money's worth.
But this doesn't make sense. Like, they're talking about we're white supremacists because we think conservative or we're Christian. And here's the dude with the Nazi flag, right? That's not considered an act of terror. We don't know his motive. We know he flew and crossed state lines. They had a big deal with crossing state lines to commit a crime, apparently, a few years ago. But that's not going to get pursued. So they make these opportunities. They tell people, look, we're not going to pursue certain crimes in certain states. So, like, literally, you could have a bunch of mimics. You know how they hate to show how mass murderers or, like, homicidal maniacs kill their victims because they don't want people to copycat them? So, like, this is an opportunity to literally copycat somebody that breaks a law and see if they go ahead and pursue you with the same lack of fervor. Honestly. Who's going to put it, like, to test? Who's going to try this out? I wish I could, I'll tell you. Oh, my God, I'd take a U-Haul. I'd ram it a couple times to the same thing. I have two Nazi flags in the cabin. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, suppose it was Kyle Rittenhouse right about now.
You know, even North Face, they're going woke now. They're going woke.
Oh, and I'm sure we'll hear more companies. Every week now, everybody can't wait to lose their
because you know North Face sells a product called Patagonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell Vans, and they sell Timberland. So Timberland, Vans, North Face is all the same company.
Yeah, but they have a spokesperson named, "Hi, I'm Patagonia." And I'm like, you know, who thinks of this stuff? You know, and they're making it, they're talking about, you know, about gay meetups and stuff. And it seems like it's not that they're pushing the gay agenda. It's more like they're trying to make it a gay place for gays to hook up more than anything. There's no validity in what they're doing. They're just, you know, it's like a phoniness to it.
Well, just think, everybody that wears North Face now, that's you're wearing a symbol that you're gay.
Well, thank God I got nothing North Face.
Neither do I.
But the sad thing is they made some good product. I used to wear some good North Face stuff. Years ago, their stuff was really top-notch. And now I won't touch it now. I will not touch it.
Shame. Yeah, they have some good backpacks. Hiking backpacks you can wrap around your waist and buckle them.
Their backpacks,
great,
their
winter coat.
Their fanny packs were good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with LL Bean until I see them. But you know what? People forget, like 3 years ago, these companies were donating to BLM. They were posting a black square in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, and like people forget. For the longest time, we've been saying, stop drinking Pepsi. Stop going to Starbucks. Stop buying all of these makeup products. These people all donated to BLM.
Yeah.
It's all the same. And yeah, here we are. So 2-3 years later, people are starting to really take it seriously. You're starting to see these stock numbers decline. So everybody's full of shit. No offense, but a lot of people were like, "Oh my gosh, Netflix made a movie with little girls doing striptease dances, and they still have a damn Netflix subscription." Because I love that show. The majority of the stuff on Netflix is made by them. It's not like it's all original content. It's not the shows that we used to watch. It's not the DVDs we're getting in the mail anymore. That company is dead and gone.
Right.
And then to think that Obama's an executive producer with Netflix, like, come on.
And so is Michelle. Yes, they are.
Yeah, but Michael Robinson Obama's a nice lady, though.
They should go live in a FEMA camp that doesn't exist.
So they're going to be sending us. You watch.
Well, they announced that you're a terrorist just based on your skin color. Here we are in America.
Insane, man.
Well, you know what a big problem is? You say that North Face contributes to Black Lives Matter, and you got some other, like Wells Fargo did also to the NAACP. The biggest mistake that these companies do with these ideologies, they think that all blacks are the same. I ain't buying no damn North Face products, and I wouldn't join the NAACP. And I'm not the only quote-unquote black that thinks that way. So what in the heck do they think that they are gaining by categorizing all people that's not really white as black, and that we march to the same damn tune?
I think
that
is right.
Part of that social credit
them,
score? Don't they do it for that social credit money, that funding?
Yeah, the ESG money.
Hell, I'm not getting anything out of that. And a lot of blacks are not getting anything out of that. So this misconception that all blacks are the same, then you got another group that want to push this history, who ride around in time machines and go back 4,000 years, and as soon as they spot something, some painting or that has a black skin, they're ready to call it brother. That ain't none of you. So this thing that we're experiencing is totally, totally ridiculous. It's asinine.
Hey, V? Oh,
yeah, I'm on.
There you are.
No, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to vacate and put this cat in the room real quick while you're still here because I know you're leaving in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be right back so you three can handle it. I guess when I get back, you'll be working on getting out of here.
Yeah. I'm going to go to work. I got to work overnight now, dudes.
How come?
I just got changed. I got transferred. And they needed somebody on the midnight.
Well,
I remember you used to do
midnight. I hope you're carrying them weapons with you.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't take no chances when you come out to go get in your car before you walk over to it, look around.
That ain't always. I mean, my head is on a swivel already. I've been out here my whole life. I grew up out here when crack came out,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
We had naked people jumping off the top of 20-story buildings.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's
you had people assuming a 3-point stance in front of oncoming cars. You can't say them people weren't crazy.
That's right. I grew up seeing people shoot up crack pipes and crack vials in the playground. But, you know, I will say one thing about crack is that those people lived to be very old, a lot of them. Surprising. But these new fentanyl addicts,
really?
They don't make it past a couple of years on that stuff. They don't even make it past a year, most of them.
Unbelievable.
Crack kept people alive, at least. Shit, I'll take a functional crackhead over an overdosed fentanyl user.
Sorry. Very true.
Noise. But yeah, I'm surprised, Bianchi, you were surprised to hear a lot of the stuff we were talking about, particularly about the trans people potentially being mostly autistic.
Well, you know, we have to fight this. And like I and others say a lot is this. And one thing you got to work with your young people, your young children in particular, grandchildren, and get them indoctrinated in the right way. And don't let your children play with these elements. Hell, I did. I mean, you can't take that type of chance. Just like letting your daughter marry somebody she just met 2 weeks ago. Well, no jack about her. Sooner or later, hopefully, they die out.
No, yeah, we have to protect our family. I think this whole movement used people's kindness against them, you know? Their ability to be empathetic and compassionate, it became weaponized against people. Like, well, how compassionate are you? Like, how far can you push this? You know, will you agree that I'm a trans man and I can be a woman and I can go change in the locker room with your daughter and I can see her naked?
Yeah,
and
I say I'm a lesbian,
naked.
They get mad at me.
Right.
Well, you know, Target at one time... Target at one time had the bathrooms in their stores that they allowed both genders to go into, and I think after something happened to the kid, they stopped that.
Right. Amazing how
and I talked
women.
To Go ahead,
oh, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
No, I was saying how amazing how many women are behind this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was in Louisiana State Capitol Monday. We were doing some lobbying for a bill that COS supports. So I talked to State Senator Calvin Fields on a bill that would have prevented teachers and organizations identifying children that with these pronouns. So I asked Phil, Phil's is black. I asked him, I say, look, we can't work with children out here in the community. I said myself, I can't work with these kids and you letting this kind of stuff come down. And then you're going to be complaining that nobody want to work with the kids. So we need for you to get this bill out of committee. And there's a couple other ones that we need to have put on the books. Granted, 30 or 40 years ago, you never would have thought that this would even be a conversation. But unfortunately, it is. And I don't understand what the holdup is. What is the holdup? So we'll have to wait and see what he does next week. But you know the funny thing that I noticed? Out of all the people coming in and lobbying that, you may have found or seen maybe two or three blacks. Blacks don't get involved in those things. Especially, I mean, even in churches. If you have you got a bill that allows Bible studies in the classroom, another bill where you can insert In God We Trust, another bill, 152, that gives parents the fundamental rights, and I call them inalienable rights, over their children. What is so difficult about passing that? So are these people being bribed? What the hell's going on?
Probably.
It should be a deal.
Wasn't there a couple years ago, wasn't there a senator who came forward as an elderly white gentleman? He said that he was offered $100,000 to change his vote on something. And he had to turn them down. I don't believe he's in the House anymore. But, yeah. And these people, a lot of them have orgies. Look at what that handicapped gentleman said, the one in the wheelchair. He's no longer in office either. But he said that he was offered an opportunity to join an orgy with other senators.
Yeah, they had to get rid of him.
Wow.
All they do is screw one another, and they screw us.
He had an opportunity to be in an orgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it on a podcast. Oh, I have
the video. And he was in a wheelchair.
That's all about black.
Yeah.
All about black men.
Auburn or something like that in North Carolina.
Oh, proof is back. Yes.
What type of daggone maneuvering would you do in a wheelchair in an orgy?
I don't know if he's a
good question.
Quad or power. Look, I don't know the extent of his damage. Okay.
If you can't walk,
he blew the whistle on them. That's why he ain't backing off.
He's all done from the waist down. So.
Yeah, you're not supposed to open your mouth. They keep that under wraps. And they some ugly. I can't even think of one attractive person in the Senate. And don't even say AOC. Vito.
Why?
Yeah.
She's cute.
See? She got them crazy eyes. Ain't nobody trying to go near that with a 100-foot pole. And they're the first to virtue signal about white people and whiteness. And then they got white boyfriends, white spouses, white. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Lori, lightweight. Talking about she won't do interviews with white people, and he's married to a white dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes no sense whatsoever.
You know, but it's just, you know, they're the fascists and they call us fascists.
Right, they had to redefine the word to be able to use it in this application.
They call us fascists, Remember that. We are fascists.
Right. Makes no sense. We're not actually putting pressure on people to conform. We tell people that their style is deplorable, that it contributes to degeneracy, that it's despicable, that it has no moral value, that it's harmful to children. And that's using force because it's phobic or harmful to a certain class of people. It's full of crap. It's trash.
Yeah, but they realize that we're soft. All they have to do is call us a name, and then we just, oh, no, I'm not. I'll go ahead and vote for you because I don't want to be known as X.
Fact.
Yep.
That's how it is.
Pathetic. It's pathetic.
But they keep getting away with it, so they're going to keep using it until it doesn't work anymore.
You know, not for nothing. They go a little bit further. I'm sorry. I was saying they get people fired from their jobs. You know.
Well, that's the other thing. Now, people are getting fired now, even with stuff that they put on social media.
Right. Look at that nurse.
Someone complains at their job.
Right. Look at the pregnant nurse with the whole bicycle incident with these teenage black kids. They were trying to take her city bike. After she got on it, which is one of the things that these kids do, you know? She was pregnant, physically pregnant. No, they put her on a week leave. I think it was unpaid leave.
She should sue the hell out of them.
Oh, she will. She got her attorney. He's going to sue the media, too. He's going to sue all them people like Benjamin Crum and all these folks at CNN and not all the nonsensical talking media types.
That's the jury I want to be on.
Yeah, right? But she's going to sue civilly.
I'll be sitting up there looking stupid. I'll be sitting up there looking, but wait till that time comes for me to vote in the deliberation. Oh, baby.
So, Vito, I don't know if you heard, but V had her schedule changed, so she's actually about to punch in a week.
Yeah,
she says she's got it. She can change it to the midnight.
Well, I got a department. I'll see you guys later.
All right.
And you be careful.
You.
All right, Bianchi, talk to you soon, man.
Then. Yeah, be careful getting off from work. Don't be afraid to use it.
Never afraid.
Exactly.
Shoot.
Dude is right.
I hate working out here.
You'll be retired soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Pension. You know. And, believe me, you'll
might have to move to a third world country to make the most of my meager income.
Yep. This is true. I mean, now food, no matter where you go now, food is just... Yeah, I used to get 5 hard-boiled eggs at the truck stop for $2.99. Now
right.
It's 4 hard-boiled eggs for $2.99.
Oh, I see. Sucks, dude.
You know, so...
Well, that price of eggs finally went down a little bit because now I get them at BJ's I get 5 dozen for $10.99. It used to be like 5 dozen for... It was like $26. Huge difference.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for that.
That's not bad. You know, it reminds me, the way things are now, it reminds me like how it was in London when I was in England a couple of years back. Actually, in like 91, 92, I went to England for the first time. And things were so expensive there. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. You know, this stuff is ridiculous. Like, it was almost $2 to the pound then. And I'm like, the pasta is like $40.
Okay.
I'm like, how do people live like this over here? And it's happening here now.
Yeah, well, we're not willing to stand up for anything, so they're going to keep doing what they do until we learn our lesson.
By then it'll be too late, proof. That's the thing. It'll be too late.
Well, look at how many people would still vote for Brandon, even though he said based on your skin color, they could put you in a FEMA camp that doesn't exist. They'll still vote for it.
There are people that are that crazy, that you don't want to call them uninformed, but they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just idiots. You know, it's like in Germany in the 30s. You know, my friend Ralph, his mother. You know, they would hear the Nazis say, "We're gonna come for you Jews. We're gonna get you Jews," basically. And like, you know, his mother was at the same. Do you hear what they're saying? And they're gonna come for us. And they're like, "Nah, they're not talking about us. They're talking about the other Jews. What other Jews? They're talking about us."
Yeah.
They're coming for us. And nobody did anything about it. The U.S. knew about the concentration camps. The Vatican knew about the concentration camps, and nothing was done.
Oh, damn. You went there, bro. You're going deep in history now.
Yeah, well, why not?
Right?
True.
You know, if we don't learn, if people don't. If people don't talk about history, they're gonna, you know, it's gonna happen again.
That's the damn truth.
It is going to happen again.
So Vito, what else do you have going on tonight?
No, that's it. I pulled over. I'm done for the night until tomorrow. I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
I gotta pick up. And then I got to head up to Buffalo, New York. It's not that bad. You know, things have gotten a little light, though. You know, people complaining. The loads are getting lighter. And, you know, is it by design? What's going on? You know, why are the loads lighter now than they were at the same time last year? Good, thank God, the shelves are still stocked pretty good, but I don't know what's in the back rooms, what they have, to restock the shelves with, but, you know, as long as everything is full, you know, as long as those shelves are full, everybody's happy.
I made it to my hellhole, my prison, for the next 8.5 hours.
Say again?
I said I made it to my hellhole, my jail, for the next 8.5 hours.
Is that where you are now?
Yeah. Proof, thanks for being so understanding. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's all right.
I feel bad for you.
Nice to have you. So, by the way, Vito, the House Ethics Committee said that Eric Swalwell did nothing wrong with Feng Feng.
Yeah, but hey, that George Santos guy, let me tell you, that guy, Eric Swalwell did everything wrong. That guy should be locked up. He should be in jail.
What about Diane Feinstein for having to spy as a driver?
A driver? Well, you know, she... sick now. You know, she's going to die soon. Why put her through this mess? Let her be. I can just picture that being said.
True that.
You know, and the sharks are circling their victim because they want her seat. Gruesome Newsome wants it. Shifty Shift wants it.
There's a third
person they named. Who?
Oprah said no.
Wow. So, you know, there's going to be, I think Feinstein's on her way out. I don't think she's going to be around much longer anyway.
She's going to run one more time.
So is Biden. You think so?
I find it hard to believe her constituents even voted for her all these years. She's been like this for a while now.
And she's been like that at least a year and a half.
But, like, they expect us to believe that people voted her in office?
Guy in that office seat then let Bruce and all them get that seat. She does not like them one bit. So she'll run again just to spite Gruesome.
Oh, God. She doesn't know she's running. She thinks she was there voting. Remember the last 6 months? She thinks she was there voting. Somebody who interviewed her said, no, you haven't been there. Where have you been? And she's like, I haven't been there. I've been at work. What, miss? That's a problem.
Well, Brandon can be aloof and Fetterwoman can be aloof. Why not her?
That's true.
I haven't heard Fetterman's name mentioned in a while either. This is the first time I heard his name mentioned in a while.
Yeah, the media's smart, right? Keep him out of the public eye. Create a diversion.
Yeah.
My name is...
Basically.
John Fetterwoman!
Great soundbite. I should make that a ringtone.
The Eagles are so much better... Then Eagles! No.
I still don't know.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know how the people of Pennsylvania voted for him, man. It makes no sense. None.
Oh, it's liberal, though.
It's something. Doesn't jive. Crazy.
Well, you have anything else, Vito or V, that you want to go over tonight?
No, sir. Pretty much got everything on my chart.
Did you guys see that Calvin Klein is the latest one?
Yeah.
So they have
the what again?
And mustaches actually wearing women's bras.
Right.
Where? It's not
Calvin Klein.
Comedian. He's going out there. He's going to Target. Did you hear about this guy? He's a comedian. He goes to Target, and he's trying on the trans
Alex Stein.
That is funny stuff, man.
That's gross.
That is funny. And he walks right up to the people that work this. Is you know, he's asking, did you see anything unusual with this? How does it look on me? And I'm like, what the hell? Holy cow, I might do that and walk around Target and shop while I'm wearing it. I might just go and give it a crack. See if they call the cops.
For what, trying on clothes?
They probably would call them.
Please don't.
Trying clothes on. I'm trying on clothes.
No, it's not.
Especially the ones with the pocket that you could tuck things in, you know? It saves money on masking tape.
They even have the tops of binders to suppress the woman's breath. So. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, but they really think that they can sell us on everybody just deciding to be gay.
Yeah.
Well, there are people that want to ban heterosexual marriage, so we'll see if that works.
Yeah, that's exact. It's true. Just leave the kids alone, man. Stay away from the children. Innocent. They don't know any better. I mean, you know,
that's why they want them.
Are we gonna start having kids drinking if they want to, you know, walk into a store and buy a beer? Is that how
it's
going to be?
Well, they already have them in the
bars. You want them to have the rights?
Why not?
Yeah, that stuff is nuts.
Well, no, they want to take the nuts away.
Yeah, it's true that. So, man, things that are going on that we're seeing, just why can't people just see it for what it is? You know, see it. Wake up. Open your eyes. It's just craziness. Anyway, I got to run.
All right, he has to run, and I'll go ahead and shut it down.
All right, Poof. Be careful.
Thanks, brothers. I'll talk to you guys.
All right.
Love you.
I'll talk to you soon.
God bless. All right.
Thanks again, Poof.
Thanks, Poof. Bye, Poof.
Oh, you're welcome. House is your house here, Vito. All right, so let's down for the week here. I'll be back Monday. Leo, there's shows on the network. It is not just the Proof Negative show here, but until Monday, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Ood.
God bless him.